Listen, thank you all for coming out today, and you know, I don't know if we have anything new to add to those of you in the media, and one of the things that I want to say to the mayor and to Judge Felton, to the first responders in particular, after yesterday, we did an aerial observation of the damage, and it is pretty stunning from up above. But until you get right on that railroad track and look and see the absolute devastation that was done, you know, although the, you know, our hearts are out for the families that have lost individuals, you know, we're probably blessed in a way, Mayor, that we didn't lose more people than we did with that large of an explosion. So, but to the first responders I cannot say thank you enough to Texas Task Force One individuals who have been working here just almost 24 hours of every day, catching a few winks, but also to the private citizens all across the state, Mayor. There have been individuals who have pitched in to bring supplies to be here helping the citizens of West, and for that we are eternally grateful. One of the things that I say my blessings for is the Texans helping Texans no matter what happens in this state. So we saw it today. We will see it for weeks to come as this community recovers. We have, from that standpoint, we've allowed the chief kid to augment this volunteer fire department was basically wiped out here.
Yes.
So we're going to have fire support for this community coming from all across the state of Texas as we've instituted one of our agency programs to be able to do that. So it's going to be a long recovery for this community, but the state and certainly our federal counterparts are going to be working together to make this as helpful as we can as we go through the next few weeks. So with that, let's open it up to any questions those of you in the media have, and we'll try to attempt to answer them.
Governor, Senator Cornyn had said earlier today,
Hang on,
it would be a good idea to inventory all of the fertilizer plants in the state that might be near where people live, and then decide what needs to be done?
Yeah. Well, obviously, I think there will be a lot of both local and state and probably federal oversight to that at this particular point in time. But again, when you have federal zoning, when you have local zoning, when you have state requirements and then you have federal requirements, those sometimes mesh, sometimes they don't. But that's a good idea. Listen, if there's a better way to do this, we want to know about it. If there's a better way to deal with these events, we want to be open and have that discussion, whatever that might be. So I can assure you, with the legislature still in session for the next 30 plus days, there may be, I know the senator is here, the House of Representatives has a couple of their members who are here today as well. So those are legitimate and appropriate questions to be asking. And I know that you know, the safety of our citizens, of our school children, and in this case, a pretty close intermediary school, and those are legitimate, appropriate questions for us to be asking. And so, as we go forward, communities and citizens that have whatever the manufacturing might be, whether it's a fertilizer plant or whatever, you know, refinery, or legitimate question.
Got a point on that.
Well, a lot of different, you know, again, you got local, you got state, obviously the legislature has the ability to ask those questions, the Texas Commission of Environmental Quality would be involved with that, the EPA at the federal level, so a lot of different agencies, we know who they are, and again, this is a tragedy, and at this particular point in time, I know we all want to know answers, you all, that's your business. And I respect that and admire that. But the fact is, until we really know the answers, until we've had the opportunity to have this investigation, you know, we've just cleared those buildings. To our search and rescue phase, I think it's appropriate to say that is except for one house that burnt down, we have the search and rescue phase is now complete. So now is the time to be both making the recovery side of this and also asking those types of appropriate questions about that. Well, I'm not gonna speak to your assumption that you're gonna make. I'm gonna tell you that the chief and the search and rescue effort as we go forward. You know, I'm gonna ask Judge Scott Felton to address the issue of unaccountable individuals, because I know that's something that there's a bit of concern and question about. So Scott and I were talking about that out there. If I may, I'd like for him to address the issue of any unaccountable individuals at this time.
Also death penalty.
There was a discussion about missing persons, and there was a list that came out that had the number, I think 60 was mentioned. But really, that's the way that list was put together, that if someone called in, let's say from Dallas, and said Aunt Susie didn't answer her phone, well, we put Aunt Susie down as on the list of possible missing people, when it really, Aunt Susie doesn't answer her phone most of the time anyway. So that's how that is matched up. But what we've done is pull the records on all the folks that were treated after the incident, and so we know they're not missing, and I think we're going to eliminate 99% of that, or let's say the math won't work on that, but quite a high percentage of that. There may end up with one or two missing, but I couldn't even say that. It could be that there's no missing folks at this time. This community is a small community, and the agencies that are in charge of search and rescue do a very thorough job, and this far through the process, I think we're getting towards the end of it, and they're the experts in making the announcements on the findings, and I think you'll find that's going to come fairly soon.
Has there been any change in the number of dead people?
That's above my pay grade as well. There's agencies that are in charge of that. They hold that number fairly close. They've got good reason to do it, and there's already been speculation of some numbers that sound pretty high, but I think the way it's going to prove out that those might have been a little bit on the high side. And,
have you gentlemen been in touch with the owner of the company, and do you know, and are you satisfied with what was actually in there? Was it just anhydrous pneumonia, or were there other chemical agents present?
Again, I'm the county judge, and I'm not in part of the investigation side.
Judge, can I ask you a question?
I have not been in touch.
On the missing person issue, with your learned knowledge of situations like this, would you be surprised if it's more than a handful of people who are unaccounted for right now?
I would be surprised if it's more than a few people.
Judge, were there any tabletop exercises that included that plan? In other words, was there anything on the shelves that would deal with an event like the one we saw that had been practiced for?
I'm not aware of that, but I'm not sure. I live in the county, but not in the community. Maybe the mayor could answer that.
We've had disaster drills, but not of this magnitude. We've had disaster drills in the past, but not of this magnitude. And I might add, on the missing link list, there are people that do not have a home. They are living either in a hotel, or they're living with a mama down the road, or they're living with a brother. The cousin from Dallas doesn't know that. They have a landline and they don't have a cell phone. You're not gonna know where those people are. I do not have a home. My home is destroyed. I'm living in a hotel. My cousin from Virginia might not know that. So I could be on that list as well. So that list is a little deceiving, because we have a lot of displaced people, not necessarily deceased, but displaced. And that's what's causing a little bit of interference with that list. So, I have not been in contact with the owner, sir.
Why have you not been in contact?
That plant is not in the city limits of West Texas. That plant is in the county. It is not a part of the city limits of West Texas.
Governor, you were talked to by everybody. Is it a concern that you haven't heard directly from the owners to know what was in that plant?
Well, I think the I think our both FEMA, that was the last agency in there to do an inspection in 2011, I believe, is the date of that. TCEQ was in that plant within the last 4 to 5 years. So if there were any substances in that plant of great concern, I think we would know about it. So and I certainly feel comfortable that if there was any dangerous outside of the explosives that we know that were in there, that we would know about those at this particular point in time.
Governor, can you tell us?
Just a second. We've been monitoring. The TCEQ has had multiple air monitors out there, both stationary and mobile, during this entire period of time. If there were dangerous chemicals that were inside of that plant, those monitors would have picked them up. So I'm comfortable that the science that we have available today has you covered on that question.
Governor, can you tell us where you were, what you were doing, and...
They will begin collapsing the area inward, if you will, to allow the residents to go back in. Now, the mayor and the city council will be the part of the ultimate authority with their rules and regulations. Obviously, at this particular point in time, until we had the search and rescue over with, until the safety of those buildings are full well discovered safe, then they will not be allowed back in. But Chief Kidd may want to give you a little expansive oversight on that from historical ways that we have in historical events of when we've allowed people back in.
As the governor said, this is really a local decision of when the mayor and the council are going to allow that. Now, because the USAR teams have finished doing their search, it does not mean that all of the structural hazards have been mitigated. The last thing we want is to allow the homeowners back in with insurance agents and their people to start working and then have another injury, another accident, and get another death. So this will be a slow process as they start shrinking that exterior perimeter to get back down to some areas that need to be still be excluded.
Can you please tell us the confirmed death of what we can report it after?
This morning, the confirmed death was 13.
How many of those are search and response?
5 City of West volunteers, 4 EMS, medical.
You said 13?
How many
had responded? As of, yeah.
How many had responded?
Was it 14? Okay, 14, not 13. 14.
How many of the local volunteer firefighters had responded or were in the area?
We had 5 deaths. We have 5 that was in the hospital.
But how many were there?
We had 29. We have 29 in our company. 29 members in West Hose Company Number 1, which is West Fire Department.
Do you expect the death toll to rise? Because when you keep talking about this number of 60, but it being deceiving, but do you?
No.
You do not anticipate it to go up?
I hope not. I can only hope not. But there, like you said, there's a house that burned. We don't know what's in that house.
We have
no way of knowing what's in that.
Can you give us an indication of where the victims are being found? Is it at the plant? Is it at the mountain?
You know, at this time, because a lot of that investigation is still going on, I prefer not to say exactly where they were found, and I don't have personal first-hand knowledge. We'll work through that through the reports and get that out.
Are those federal agencies that have that information?
No, they would be state agencies and local law enforcement officials that do have that information. Working with the Justice of the Peace.
Mr. Mayor, Governor Perry, this question for both of you, or whoever first. Where were you when the blast occurred? What were you doing, and what were your first thoughts in the first few moments as you saw that video and you learned what had happened?
Well, I'm a volunteer fireman. I drove my pickup to by the fire. I noticed that there would need to be crowd control, so I went to the high school side of the fire, got out of my car, started walking towards the fire about a block and a half out. My hat flew off. Split second later, the boom, and then right after that, the concussion. So I was about a block and a half away. I then proceeded back to Reagan Street to where the casualties were and started working the fire.
And I imagine you're dazed at that point.
I was a little bit, you don't want my phrase of what I said at that point, but yes.
Can you tell us what it's like being from this town to lose a third of your fire department?
It's devastating. I've been a member of the fire department for 26 years. These guys were my friends. One of them was my city secretary. He had access to our Facebook page that we can't get into because that was his little job, and I talked to him every day, and now he's not here. It's devastating, and that's all I can say about it.
Governor, are you planning on speaking with survivors?
I beg your pardon?
Are you planning on speaking with survivors anytime soon?
If the mayor and the judge need me back here for anything at all, I certainly would be more than willing to come back and speak to.
Are there any plans for a public memorial at the state?
I believe there's some type of memorial tonight, but it's not.
Scott has something he'd like to say.
Yeah. One thing we've received a lot of support from a lot of communities outside of Fannin County, and we've in all kinds of ways. What we need now, right now, we've hit the saturation point on receiving stuff. Clothes, food, those kind of things, and we're running out of places to put it, and it's more than we're going to have to distribute some of that outside the area. What we'd like to ask the communities that want to help nowadays and now to do, if they still haven't done anything, is to make donations, cash donations through Red Cross, Salvation Army. And there's two bank accounts set up here in the West community. And so those would be the ideal places. That way the folks that are affected by this can identify what their needs are. And then with that cash, we can get them exactly what they need. And so we'd like to extend that message out to all the community if they could help us in that regard. We've had many counties in the state call and offer equipment, and there could be that we need that in the future, but right now, until we call and we can assess the situation, I think we're in good shape. I was also asked about volunteers, and same way with that, when we need more volunteers, well, we'll call.
Thank you. Judge, thank you very much, and just one last thing that I want to add to the thank you list is the Udmore family that has made this facility available to you. They're taken away from a very important way that they make their living and allowing you all a place to stay. So I hope you have the opportunity to tell them thank you as well. So God bless you and thank you all for being out here today.
Mr. Mayor,
can we ask you one question? What time will that last house be cleared tonight? Do you know?